The legends of King Arthur, Merlin, magic, and dragons. No Ordinary Boy. Retold by Tracy Mayhew. Illustrated by Mike Phillips. Read by George Seymour. Chapter 1. Merlin was no ordinary 8-year-old boy. Like a few other children in his village, he had grown up without parents. Unlike the others, his father had been a demon, and his human mother had abandoned him soon after his birth. Being the son of a demon had given Merlin very special powers. He could not only see into the future, but he could also make powerful potions that healed the sick or even turned people into animals. This meant that although people needed him, they also feared him. They needed him to make their sick and wounded well again, but Merlin's power frightened them. It was the fear in the villagers' eyes that always reminded Merlin of what he was and of who his father had been. Today had started like any other. Merlin walked through the small village where he lived and where nothing ever seemed to happen. People followed him, as they did every day, asking for potions or seeking answers to their troubles.
"But can you make the nightmares go away?"
an old woman asked. She panted hard as she